Welcome to another edition of Telescope Man. Welcome to another edition of Telescope Man. Tonight we want to give you your June list of objects that will be visible in the sky during the month of June. And remember, I prepared this list from a location about 32 degrees north latitude. So some of these angles I'm going to give you are reference to 32 degrees north latitude. I also prepared this list for about 8:45 p.m. at night for the 15th of June. So should be usable for most of the month. So the first object, of course, is Saturn is still up there. So if you haven't had an opportunity to look at Saturn yet, make sure you get out there and hit Saturn right off the bat as soon as it gets dark. Of course, it's going to be up pretty high above 50 degrees altitude, so you should be able to still get a great look at it. The next object is M13 in Hercules, the Great Globular Cluster in Hercules. This is probably the brightest glob in the northern hemisphere, M13. It's going to be up there about 44 degrees, so you should be able to get a great look at M13. Next object is Messier 3, way up there at about 80 degrees. So right now would be a great time to look at M3, another glob, while it's up there real high in the sky. Your next object, and I believe we had this on last month's list, but it's worth taking a peek before it gets too low in the sky. It's still up about 30 degrees, and that's M44, the Beehive Cluster in Cancer. Take a look at that before it drops too far down onto the western horizon and gets lost in maybe some light pollution or sky glow in that part of the sky. Next object is M64, and this is a galaxy, the Black-Eyed Galaxy. And you might be able to get a great look at the core of this galaxy. It's going to be way up there, over 70 degrees up, and you should be able to get a great look at the Black-Eyed Galaxy, at least the core of it, during the month of June. The next object is another galaxy, the Sombrero Galaxy in Virgo, M104, Messier 104, way up there at about 45 degrees at around 9 p.m. at night. So again, you should be able to get a good look at the Sombrero. Now, both of those galaxies may require you to locate them in a low-powered eyepiece, and then you might want to raise the magnification some to get a little bit better look at it, or a little more contrast in the eyepiece with a little bit more magnification. The next object is an NGC object, NGC 3242 and Hydra, the Ghost of Jupiter. Now, we took a look at this the other night. Telescope Man saw this in his 8-inch LX90 the other night from right here in suburbia, so I know you can spot the planetary nebula, Ghost of Jupiter and Hydra, NGC 3242. Look for a fuzzy, kind of out-of-focus disk in the eyepiece, and you really don't need a whole lot of magnification to see this, but should be able to make it out pretty well during the month of June. And finally, there's a little sort of a challenge object for you. It's a carbon star. So get your pencil out and I'll give you a couple of reference numbers on it. It's magnitude 4. You should be able to pick it up. It has an SAO number of 44317. HR number 4846, way up there at about 70 degrees, mag 4. SAO number is great if you have a Meade telescope. You can just punch that number in and execute a go-to to this carbon star, SAO 44317. Until next time, I wish y'all clear skies. And remember to keep looking up to see the greatest show on Earth right over your head every single night. see y'all later.